Good Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Websites that I like to read that I find interesting. It's a tabloid. It's the New York Post. But it's one of the rare newspapers that often leans right. I mean, it leans heavily to the right. And will often have stories before anybody else has it. And generally, I would say is mostly sort of a reliable news source. I mean, it's not, you know, top grade, but it's pretty good. Despite all the, you know, tabloidy kind of stuff that they do. But every once in a while, they just do Homer New York stuff. And that's how I read this story. It's the headline, Florida transplants fleeing in droves over relentless heat damaging hurricanes. The grass is apparently not greener in Florida. Thousands of Florida transplants who moved to the Sunshine State during the pandemic are packing up to move elsewhere, complaining of the relentless heat damaging hurricanes and dangerous wildlife. Dangerous wildlife?
The cocaine bear?
Attack flamingos. More than 700,000 people drawn by the promise of sunny weather, no income tax, and lower costs, or, you know, like freedom, moved to Florida in 2022, including 90,000 from New York State, according to census data cited by NBC News. This is, again, in the New York Post. But nearly 500,000 gave up on Florida and left in 2022, according to NBC News, which interviewed several disillusioned transplants who decided to head back north. Now, I believe, I didn't go back and look, but I believe I remember reading a, because even though the New York Post is sort of like philosophically, politically aligned with Florida, still, it can't love to see losing all of its people to Florida. And I remember reading another story a couple of months ago about, you know, how dumb it is to leave for Florida and how you got to be an idiot to go to Florida. And I always think, I don't know if anybody paid them to run this story or if they just felt like that was the way to, you know, prevent loss of subscribers or advertising revenue or whatever. But I put this in this category because it really isn't great journalism. But it was interesting. Interviewing people like New Yorker Louis Rotkowitz, I'll say, who lasted 2 years in the state. Like every good New Yorker, this is where you want to go, the physician told NBC News. It's a complete fallacy. He said he and his wife bought a home in West Palm Beach where they decided to pursue a relaxing, affordable life. Landed a job as an emergency care doctor, and his wife became a teacher. But Rakovic soon realized they'd made a mistake. I had a good salary, but we were barely making ends meet. As a doctor, we had zero quality of life, he told the outlet. The doc said the commute was a nightmare. The cost of their homeowners association fees had doubled, and he felt unsafe after the state passed a law allowing people to carry guns without a license. Aw, you didn't really want Florida. You wanted New York with more sun. Everyone is walking around with guns there, he told NBC News. That's what I've noticed. Have you seen all the people walking around with guns?
Yeah.
They're everywhere. Yeah. How would you know, sir? It's still not legal to carry them unconcealed. I consider myself a conservative guy. This is my, tell me you're a liberal without telling me you're a liberal. I consider myself a conservative guy, but if you want to carry a gun, you should be licensed. There should be some sort of process. Okay, well, you might be a conservative in New York. I don't think you're a conservative in Florida. Then Jody Cummins. Again, I just find this article so entertaining. Jody Cummins, who moved to the Palm Beach area from Connecticut in 2021, shared a similar story. It wasn't the utopia on any level that I thought it would be. You know, there's still people here, though, right? Anywhere you go, there's people. There's going to be problems. Cummins told NBC, I thought Florida would be an easier lifestyle. I thought the pace would be a little bit quieter. I thought it would be warmer. You moved to Palm Beach? Okay. I didn't expect it to be literally 100 degrees at night. Can you not read a weather report? It was incredibly difficult to make friends. What?
What?
Come on, stop. What'd you try? And it was expensive, very expensive, adding that she thought she'd make more money as a private chef due to the lack of income tax. They go on and they tell other stories. It's just kind of funny. And then, you know, home insurance rate spiked 42%, which is true.
That's true.
That's a problem. It's one of the more expensive states to buy a home now. Prices up 60% since 2020. Yeah, but what does it compare to, like, California and New York, I'd wonder? I know compared to California. I don't know New York well enough. Among the reasons, meanwhile, Barb Carter has decided to head back to Kansas after a year of living in Florida. where she sold her home in the Orlando area to $40,000 loss. Oh, you bought high and sold low.
Sorry, Barb.
That's how that works. And left behind her children and grandkids. Among the reasons she cited were an armadillo infestation. Like, I don't know where they found these people to interview, but hey, y'all got any crazy stories about Florida? Call the newsroom. We're running a story. Armadillo infestation that caused $9,000 in damages. Hurricane Ian, which destroyed, that's for sure, destroyed the roof on her 62nd birthday, and an inability to find a surgeon to remove a tumor from her liver. What? You got to go out of state to get it? What? She says, so many people ask, why would you move back to Kansas? I tell them all the same thing. You've got to take your vacation goggles off. So here's my thought. Number one, I think a lot of this is exaggerated, you know, sour grapesy kind of stuff. But also, there is a part of me that read this story and I thought, say it louder. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. You don't need to be here. You can go back, especially if you're a New York conservative but a Florida liberal, or you're suffering from armadillo infestations. I mean, go on and go home, and let's bring those prices of housing back down a little bit. You know, I'm not sure. You know, it's a nice benefit compliment when people say they want to live in the free state of Florida. It's maybe not such a nice benefit when they stress out the roads and the schools and and the price of housing. So, I don't know, maybe if a few more $100,000 decided they'd be better off living in some other place where we don't have alligators and armadillos and attack flamingos and 100-degree weather, that's fine. That's all good. We will allow you to exit the state peaceably. Go in peace. Be well, and don't be so scared of the guns. 817 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got our traffic for us.
Jake? Bye, Felicia. All right, I-10 westbound.
Bye, Felicia. Yeah. That's right.
I-10 westbound coming out of Milton at the Blackwater Bridge. We've got some road construction going on this morning. The left lane is closed, so that's got stuff backed up all the way to 87. Also seeing some major slowdown on Highway 90 getting into Milton westbound from Highway 87 up to the Blackwater. Of course, people trying to get around the I-10 construction slowdown. Also in Milton, we're going to stay there for a little while. Avalon Boulevard at Santa Monica Street, we have a crash with roadblock there. Dogwood Drive at Berry Hill Road, another vehicle crash with roadblock. And some debris in the roadway at Tunnel Road at Chemucla Highway. And also we're seeing our normal morning slowdowns on Highway 98 eastbound getting out of Navarre and Highway 98 westbound really slow starting in Tiger Point at that light at Avalon Bridge and stretching up through the Live Oaks Naval Preserve almost to proper. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, let me know. Call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're hearing about all of these disillusioned New Yorkers fleeing Florida, you want to buy one of their houses cheap. No, I don't know. No, yeah, right. That's how it works. No, if you're renting or you've never owned and you're thinking about buying, or, you know, you're a first-time buyer and you're trying to move up because you need a bigger house for, you know, family and you're growing and you got to sell your old one. Hey, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty are great at this. They sold 175 homes last year alone. And it's like, you know, 3+ a week. That's pretty good. Almost 3.5 a week. Very good. They know how to take advantage of the situation in the market and help you get the best price for selling or get the best price for buying. Even new builds. They can help you get various forms of discount and like buy down your points, things like that in some of these new builds because, you know, motivated sellers with everybody fleeing for New York and all. But anyway, call her. Talk to her. She will have good perspective on what's the interest rate going to do, you know, what she think is likely to do, what are various areas doing, you know, are they up, are they down, are they likely to go down, what's a good time of the year to buy, all that kind of stuff, okay? And really what's involved because when you buy or sell for the first time, it's a pretty scary experience. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Can we build it?
Yes, we can!
Good morning, 8:23 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Yesterday, of course, we did the April Fool's Day story about the giant flag with the giant Trump flag, and Trump is going to fund it, and James Caulkins, who, by the way, shared that to his Facebook page. So I was treat that as a real compliment when the person that you're semi-satirizing in an April Fool's Day post goes ahead and shares it to their own page. That's a good compliment. Of course, I do wonder if reality won't imitate art, if he's not going to propose this to Trump, and if Trump wouldn't do it, and then we'll have a giant flag and a Trump flag in Santa Rosa County, and it'll be my fault. So, sorry. I hope it doesn't happen. But, you know, weirder things have happened, that's for sure. 437-1620. Oh, speaking of April Fool's Day stuff, there was a bunch yesterday. A bunch of ones on the national level that were varying degrees of entertaining. You had the Moe's Southwest Grill partnered with Sonic to produce the queso-flavored slush.
I don't know. I'd be down for that.
Would you try? You try one time.
Some chips crumbled up on the top.
Well, you know, if you dip a fry like in your Frosties at Wendy's, or if you dip a nacho in your shake, I mean, I can start to see a little bit. Mm-hmm. Start to see it. Mm-hmm. Slush though is ice and not ice cream. I'm not sure. Lego pretended that they were producing full life size minions, as in, you know, with thousands and thousands of regular size bricks. You had Jif peanut butter coming out with 1 pound 4-stick packs of Jif peanut butter I don't know. I guess it's peanut butter flavored butter. I don't know. But it was funny. It just looks funny. Kraft mac and cheese partnered with Fruity Pebbles for the Fruity Pebbles flavored edition of Kraft mac and cheese. Oh, because nothing's more appetizing than cooking some Fruity Pebbles in your macaroni and cheese. Oh, soggy faded colors, y'all. I think I liked this one the best out of all the national ones. Dunkin', which used to be Dunkin' Donuts, decided that they would do another name change to just Donuts. Don't ask questions. It's kind of funny, making fun of themselves. Del Taco flavored Tic Tacs. The British, that I want to get into that one. It's dumb. Let's see. Police Cats, which we did locally. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office did Police Cats as a canine alternative. As a police station, police in Zurich also did this. They target hideouts, monitor small spaces indoors and outdoors, and surprise with a sudden appearance. Santa Rosa focused more on how they're lazy. And then, you know, out of Pryor, Oklahoma, the police chief there posted one that was every time you get pulled over by a police officer, they're going to give you a little laptop tablet device that you can decide how much tip you want to tip on top of the cost of the ticket. If the service is good, tip them. Oh my God, this tipping's out of control. Come on, can we all agree that if you go to the ice cream shop and you tell them to give you a cone of ice cream that they don't need to offer you, that you can choose a 20% tip?
Yeah, and then they sit there and stare at you while you're looking at that screen, and they know what you're looking at.
No kidding. Okay, I'm this guy. Can I just tell you this story real quickly? It's my show. I will. We were in Alabama over the weekend in Gulf Shores, and we stopped at an ice cream shop, and they give you turn the tablet around and say, how much money do you want to give us on top of this exorbitant price to begin with? And I went to hit the no tip, and I accidentally hit a $3 tip because you can do that. And it rang up $11, you know, two ice cream cones and $3. And I said to him, that was a mistake. Take that off. Yes, I did. Because no chance, man. Wow. It's my fat finger, but I do not care. And, you know, I'm like, you're all of the bad ones for putting me in this position in the first place. 437-1620. Call me a Scrooge if you will. I don't care. Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right. Our major slowdown is going to be in Milton this morning. Pretty much anywhere, any direction you go in Milton, you're going to have something. Let's see here. Starting on I-10 westbound, coming out of Milton, getting to the Blackwater River Bridge. We've got some slowdown all the way from 87 stretching up to the Blackwater Bridge. There's some road construction going on there that has the left lane blocked right on that bridge. Also seeing some major slowdown on Highway 90 stretching from Highway 87 westbound up to the Blackwater from people getting around the I-10 traffic. Also, Avalon Boulevard at Santa Monica Street, we have a vehicle crash with roadblock, and Dogwood Drive, Berry Hill Road, also have a vehicle crash with roadblock there, and some debris in the roadway is being reported at Chemukla Highway at Tunnel Road. And seen some really bad slowdown on Highway 98 westbound, getting into Tiger Point, stretching up through the Live Oaks Naval Preserve up almost to proper. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with that traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Five aid workers delivering food into Gaza were killed in an Israeli airstrike on Monday. The workers were delivering for nonprofit World Central Kitchen. Founder Jose Andres confirmed the deaths on social media. He said the organization is heartbroken. The first no-hitter of the 2024 Major League Baseball season goes to Ronel Blanco. He led the Astros to a 10-0 win over the Toronto Blue Jays last night. Blanco struck out 7 batters without allowing a single hit on 105 total pitches. And the Powerball jackpot now, Andrew, up to over $1 billion with no winner again last night. 6 tickets, however, did win $1 million each. But the dream is still alive for somebody. For me,
I'll take $1 million. That's fine. Just give me one.
Just take one.
Yeah.
Just settle for that.
You know,
you're easy.
You'd probably be better off with the million than the billion-dollar jackpot.
No, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true, because it ruins you much worse for the big money. Yeah, that's
absolutely
true. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Other April Fool's Day pranks that were here. Visit Pensacola did one about Graffiti Bridge. It got shared like 2,500 times. Last time I checked, might be more than that now. Basically saying that the art painted on Graffiti Bridge now has to be approved by the Graffiti Bridge Board of Directors. Artists must present proposed art in front of the board and do an interpretive dance that best reflects the message of the art. Music required for the dance. The board wants drama. See, sometimes I always write April Fools to be believed. I'm trying to get you to believe it and then to get upset.
You had me.
Yeah,
for the first 15, 20 minutes in the morning yesterday, I was totally... Because you send me the rundown, and I was reading it in my email heading to the station in the morning, and I'm like, oh, man, this is a crazy story. I can't wait to hear about this.
It literally says April Fool's on top of the post.
Well, it was early, man. It's dark.
I love that, though. That's great. And then that makes me laugh. I love that. Then you're going to get 5 minutes to post, you know, to paint your painting. Anyway, it was a pretty funny one. That got shared a lot yesterday. Pensacola Police Department did one where they were going to have the first commemorative or first annual DeLuna Shipwreck Demolition Derby on Palafox.
It's funny.
Points are extra for if you bring a Crown Vic to the to the game. Just, you know, they're good. They make me laugh. And I don't know. I always find April Fool's. Let me tell you this in advance. Every April Fool's, as long as I have this job, there will be an April Fool's Day story. I'm warning you in advance. Never trust me on April Fool's Day.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. Israel sending condolences for the 7 World Central Kitchen aid workers killed in Gaza after making a delivery. Prime Minister Netanyahu calls it tragic and unintended strike. Knight to the rescue. Knight Insurance of California backing Donald Trump's $175 million bond to appeal his New York real estate fraud ruling.
The New York appellate court gave the former president 10 days to put up the money after a panel of judges last month agreed to cut the amount needed to stop the clock on enforcement. If Trump wins the case, he won't have to pay the state anything and will get back the money. The former president is trying to overturn a judge's finding that he lied about his wealth to secure loans.
Trump posting the legal system has been corrupted and politicized. Hunter Biden's claim of selective prosecution failed, and a California federal judge rejected his bid to dismiss tax and gun charges. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3 right now. It is 72 degrees and a very cloudy start this morning here in Pensacola. The Escambia Sheriff's Office is looking for a woman that attacked a deputy, allegedly, during a wild brawl on Easter Sunday. Deputies say Shanette Robinson is wanted on charges of battery on a law enforcement officer. Now, this incident happened as deputies were breaking up a fight at Englewood Park on North H Street. And Sheriff Chip Simmons earlier this morning did say that 2 deputies were hurt during this incident, but he said they will be okay. Now, if you have any information about Shanette Robinson's current location, contact the Escambia Sheriff's Office or call Crime Stoppers. Police in Daphne also looking for a Pensacola man in connection with a murder over the weekend. 23-year-old Joseph Gurley, they say, is wanted and should be considered armed and dangerous.
We've, of course, reached out to some neighboring agencies where he's been in trouble before to, you know, run down some addresses and that sort of thing. So it's definitely a community effort and law enforcement community effort in trying to locate him.
Investigators say on Sunday they found 2 shooting victims at an apartment in Abaddon Park. One of those victims died. The other was taken to the hospital. Gurley had been arrested in January on a probation violation, but he'd been released on March 20th. Now, if you have any information on him, also contact local law enforcement. Well, as of yesterday morning, the Park Pensacola app is no longer working.
The good news is we've only gotten a small handful of phone calls about that. If you recall, we had kept both apps up and running, the new one, Park Mobile, as well as the Park Pensacola app. So now all mobile transactions are being handled by the new app.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, he says the city began transitioning to the Park Mobile app in January this year, and the Park Pensacola app can now no longer be used for those parking transactions. However, if you need to access your data, such as stored license plate numbers and transaction history, you can still get to that on that app. And since the launch, the city says they've now seen over 42,900 transactions through that new Park Mobile app. The first Bands on the Beach concert of the season is scheduled for tonight on Pensacola Beach. The Victrolas are scheduled to play at 7 o'clock at Gulfside Pavilion. Now, there will be a free concert each Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Other bands you can see later this month include Carly Ryan, the Bay Bridge Band, and Mass Confusion. Of course, there's a full list of bands for the whole season, and Visit Pensacola has posted those on their social media. Well, voters are going to settle the abortion debate here in Florida. The state Supreme Court announcing yesterday that they will allow an abortion referendum in November. The referendum will ask voters to legalize abortions until the fetus reaches viability. Now, 60% of voters would have to approve this for the referendum to take effect. Currently, state law allows for abortions up to 15 weeks, although that is about to change as well. The court did rule abortion is not protected by the state constitution. That means the 6-week abortion ban passed by state lawmakers will take effect within 30 days. And it is 8:35 right now. News Radio. Jake's got our traffic on the fives.
Yes, and this traffic report is brought to you by Robert Half. On I-10 westbound, coming out of Milton this morning, we have some road construction going on right at the Blackwater River Bridge. It's got traffic backed up back to 87 at this point. Also on Highway 90 westbound, getting into Milton, from people trying to divert around the I-10 traffic. We've got some backup on Highway 90 as well. And that's stretching back to almost Highway 87 and then going up to the Blackwater. Highway 98 westbound, getting through Tiger Point and the Live Oaks Naval Preserve, seeing a little bit of slowdown there. Mainly it's that normal morning slowdown right before you get to that light at Avalon Boulevard. Actually, I'm just now seeing an accident too popping up, but this looks like it's going eastbound on Highway 98 right at that same intersection, so could get really, really slow there. Otherwise, around town, we're looking pretty good. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, let us know about it. Call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. That's Robert, H-A-L-F. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jake. Now our Channel 3 weather.
We will have some patchy fog as you go through the morning hours. Temperatures warming up quickly as you head into the afternoon. Highs near 80 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms move in as you go into the evening hours. A few storms could be strong under a slight risk of severe weather. As you go into Wednesday morning, storms start to clear out. Going into Wednesday, temperatures will be starting to cool off with a nice northerly wind. Temperatures on Wednesday near 70 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And it's cloudy right now. Overcast, 74 in Pensacola, 71 in Gulf Breeze, 74 in Milton. Your money now this morning. Markets down. The Dow is down 411.77 at 39,155.08. S&P 500 down 46.23 at 51,95.75. And the NASDAQ is down 203.48 at 16,193.35. 10-year bond rate up just slightly today at 4.38%. Gold prices up $20.90 at $2,278. Silver prices up 57 cents today at $25.65. And taking a look at that volatile crypto market, it looks like Bitcoin down almost 5,000 today. It's at $64,783. And the rest of the crypto market, for the most part, appears to be following suit. It is 8:37 at News Radio. Shares of Trump Media took a bit of a tumble on Monday. Stock in the newly publicly traded social media company of former President Trump plunged more than 20% after the company reported a net loss of $58 million last year. Despite that drop, though, the company's market value is still more than $6.8 billion. United Airlines is now asking their pilots to take unpaid time off in May. In a note to pilots, the carrier cited delays in receiving new aircraft from Boeing. The United chapter of the Airline Pilots Association notified their members they're expecting the company to offer more voluntary time off through the summer. And Gen Z is apparently stressed out about filing their taxes, according to a recent Cash App tax survey. One in four members of that age group say they had to see a therapist to deal with tax filing stress. Tax preparers say it's not uncommon for a Gen Z client to be filing their taxes for the first time ever. It's 8:38. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
here.
Hey, Pensacola. Get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so, this is a bit of an honorary frivolous topic because we had a guy who used to work here, did the afternoon show. His name is Scott Chambers, and a dear friend, a good guy. He went back to Alabama and works over there now. But he one time on his afternoon show, many of you who listen to the afternoon show, you'll remember this. He did a topic one time that he did for like an hour on the question of the day, which is, since it is peanut butter and jelly sandwich day.
Oh.
The question of the day is, do you mix your peanut butter and jelly together before you put it on your sandwich? 437-1620, or maybe more broadly. How do you do a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Is there anything interesting, or do you just, you know, you do it the traditional plain Jane normal way of white bread and then jelly on one side and peanut butter on the other side, smash together and eat it? Or do you do something more creative? I have a more creative, but I'll tell you that in a second. Jake, first question, are you a pre-mixer or just a two sides slapped together?
I am a peanut butter on the left, jelly on the right.
Okay.
And then I merge them together Cheez-Its in the middle.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, Cheez-Its.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I love that as an idea. The only reason I would less love it is that Cheez-Its on their own are so good that I feel like you get less of the Cheez-It when you put it inside the sandwich, kind of like a Pringle. Mm. The Pringle is so powerful on its own that if you put it into something else, you might get the crunch, but the flavor gets buried underneath everything else.
Okay. Well, so that's why I have Cheez-Its on the side to eat with the sandwich.
Okay. All right. Wow. So you're not sacrificing the one for the other. Really, what you're having is Cheez-Its with a side of PB&J.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Dude,
I can
polish off a half a box of Cheez-Its in one sitting. No problem.
Oh, God. They're so good. They really are. Goodness. That's my favorite as a kid. I love Cheez-Its. Yeah. The slightly burnt cheese flavor with the salt on the outside. They're so good. And the flavor ridges. 437-1620, 437-1620. What's your way of doing a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? 437-1620. And particularly controversial, I know, is the do you premix swirl together your PB&J?
Did you try the swirl that they sold in the store? I think they still sell
it.
It's not good.
Okay, and I'll tell you, this will give away my own position on this just a little bit, but hate me if you will, I don't like jelly.
Really?
I don't.
Just grape or all flavors? Not a jelly guy.
I'm sometimes on toast, sometimes. Like, weirdly, if I go to, you know, IHOP or something, and they give you free toast with everything, then I'll usually use one of their little strawberry ones or whatever and put it on there.
Smucklers.
But I'll be honest, half the time I'm fine with just butter on toast. It tastes butter. Better. Whatever. Anyway, and I never, ever, ever put jelly in it. It ruins it. My kids, like my wife and my kids, some of them like French toast with jelly and butter. And I feel it ruins it. It's terrible. Can't stand it. So I'm not a jelly fan. My peanut butter and jelly sandwich is peanut butter and brown sugar. Trust me.
Wow.
That's all I'm going to tell you. Just
Mind blown.
Yeah, put
here.
Peanut butter and then put some brown sugar across that and then make a sandwich out of it and you may never go back. I'm just okay. That's my stepdad. All he taught me that a long time ago, and I am just telling you, trust me. 437-1620. All right, PB&J strategy. Somebody says on National PB&J Day, one on each piece of bread. There you go. That's the way most people do it. I toast whole wheat bread, strawberry jam on one side, natural crunchy peanut butter on the, of course, crunchy peanut butter. Boy, plain peanut butter people scare me. My wife is a plain peanut butter person, and she scares me, so it's all perfect. that's how we know whose peanut butter is which. Crunchy for me, smooth for her, like she is. Side natural crunchy peanut butter on the other. Put together, that's the best. Somebody here says, I mix the jelly and the peanut butter together and then put it on the bread.
Huh. That's an extra step.
See, the one thing about that that I don't quite get, because I'm not a practitioner, is it seems like when you put the jelly on its own and the peanut butter on its own that you get even consistency and good distribution. It seems like when you mix them together, you're really rolling the dice on how much of one you get. You know, you might get a 70-30, you might get a 30-70, a 60-10. You know, it's hard to know. Maybe that's the fun for you. Every bite is a little bit different. You know, the contours of your sandwich have a different flavor profile every single time. Somebody here says, I make a taco shell out of one piece of bread that keeps the jelly from dropping. Okay. Oh. So you make peanut butter like a spread, and then you put the jelly in there like a filling. You kind of made yourself a jelly donut with peanut butter.
Yeah.
I like where your head's at.
A jam hammock. A jammock. I'm just munching on my jam hammock, bro.
That sounds so dirty. 4-3-7. It just does. 4-3-7 sounds like a kind of euphemism that somebody would sing in a song. 4-3-7-16-20. The normal way of making peanut butter and jelly, peanut butter on the one side, jelly on the other. Mm-hmm. Three pieces of bread, peanut butter on the outside and jelly on both sides of the inside layer. I mean, wait.
Okay.
Peanut butter on the outside pieces. Okay. So bread, peanut butter, and then jelly, then bread, then jelly, then peanut butter, then bread. It's a Big Mac.
Yeah.
You made a peanut butter and jelly Big Mac without the sesame seeds. 4-3-7-16-20. When making it for a child 4 and under, always mix. It's less messy. Oh, that's true. When you don't mix the jelly, it can fall out on you. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the advantage of the mixture is you get more adhesion, so to speak. Mm-hmm. We'll come back to this in a sec. The texts are flowing in. Jake's got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right. We're still seeing that major slowdown on I-10 westbound coming out of Milton. Right at the Blackwater River Bridge headed westbound, we have some road construction closing the left lane there. That's going to cause some major slowdown all morning. Also seeing slowdown on Highway 90 westbound from about Highway 87 up to the Blackwater River going into Milton. Also, Avalon Boulevard at Santa Monica Street. We have a vehicle crash with roadblock there. Dogwood Drive at Berry Hill Road in Milton. Also have a vehicle crash with roadblock. And debris in the roadway has been reported at Tunnel Road and Chemukla Highway. And Highway 98 westbound in Tiger Point, seeing our normal morning slowdown. It's a little bit bad this morning because we have an accident headed the other direction on East, Highway 98 eastbound. Right at that light in Tiger Point at Avalon Boulevard. So it's going to cause some a little bit of slowdown and headache there this morning. This traffic report is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're 64, turning 65, or you're retiring and you need to switch over to Medicare, call my friend Ricky Stewart. She's got an insurance agency, and like her whole family does insurance, is the one part she does. And I have known her as long as we've lived here. She is a dear friend. She is such a sweetheart. You're going to love her. What's going to happen is you're going to meet her, and then you're going to text me, and you're going to be like, Andrew, she's even sweeter than you make her sound. I know, she's great. Anyway, you want to know what Medicare Advantage is. You want to know whether prescription drug benefits, what supplement, does Medicaid apply to you? I know, there's a lot of questions. Ask her. She has all the answers. It's very simple, but it can seem stressful and can make you apprehensive if you don't know, you know, kind of what to expect. And she'll take you through all of that. Look her up online, Ricky Stewart Insurance, or give her a call at 341-2185. Back to the frivolous topic of the day, since it's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. What is the right way to make a PB&J? Got this text in from somebody. I like this way of thinking. This is like using a little bit of physics and food knowledge to your advantage. If you're making the sandwich to eat later, you do an insulating layer of peanut butter on either side and then jelly in the middle so the jelly doesn't soak into the bread. Oh, I see. You haven't then changed any of the texture. It's the whole freshness, because otherwise your bread gets soggy. And now that you're right. It soaks in and makes it like it's already been eaten by somebody a little bit. 4-3-7-16-20, peanut butter on both sides, only preserves in the middle. Peanut butter and honey. Oh, I bet that's fantastic.
Love peanut butter and honey.
I'm sure that's good. I know a lot of people like the peanut butter and bananas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never tried, but I'm sure it's good. Butter and jelly on an English muffin. Butter and jelly on an English muffin with peanut butter. Okay, I'll take your word for it. Mm-hmm. Peanut butter and molasses. See, you can put anything sweet on the peanut butter. It'll be good. Peanut butter and miracle. Why?
They're just messing with us.
Peanut butter and miracle whip. I'm a miracle whip. And I know what you're going to say. Well, have you tried it? No.
No. I haven't tried a lot of things.
There's a lot of things. And I always say I'll try anything one time, but that would, to me, just be a waste of all the food I just put in together on that. On toasted rye, coming on. This,
yeah, that's fake.
It's April 2nd. This is April 2nd. It's not April 1st anymore. 437-1620. Pass on the jelly. I like butter and peanut butter sandwiches. Yeah, peanut butter on its own is just... just eat that. Crunchy peanut butter and strawberry jam, and then add potato chips on a sandwich. That's a person after your own heart, Jake. Somebody says, now I want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's our goal. Yep. Make you hungry at 9 o'clock in the morning. Toasted wheat bread, no jelly, peanut butter with either honey or sugar added. Oh, the crunchy. I like that. A little bit of your... I used to have a friend that used to make the best chocolate chip cookies, and he used some special... I forget now if it's salt or sugar. I thought maybe it was salt in the end, but it was crunchy when you ate the cookies. I don't know how he did it. It was a miracle. I just loved them. Somebody says jelly or preserves. I'm not going to fight you on that. Spread peanut butter on both slices of bread, then the jelly in the middle. This is especially beneficial if you're packing a lunch. The bread doesn't get soggy with the jelly. See, another one for that one. Toast, then creamy peanut butter, jam, sliced banana. Somebody says one piece of bread, the halfway, the taco slice, and somebody says peanut butter and dill pickles. We'll leave it at that.
Ugh.
No, I'm going to...
At least it wasn't sweet pickles.
I feel like there could be a buffet of options here, and I'd kind of want to... I almost want to scientifically like go down the line and try a bunch of different things and see what I like the best, and then report back to you. Anyway, that's our frivolous topic. Remember, the frivolous topic was born out of COVID when we were talking COVID like 4 hours a day every day, and I'm like, we got to do something different. And the idea is, it's questions you can ask your kids. You know, you ever wonder what to talk about at dinner? You know, if you have dinner or if you've got them in the car, ask them my frivolous question. You know, coworkers at lunch, meet a client, you know, just silly stuff you can talk about in your daily life. Because sometimes we forget how to just have interesting and goofy conversations. And the frivolous topic is mostly safe. You know, you can know how high or low to go on the ratchet, the emotion level. 851 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about Mother's Day, Beer Fest, Jackson's Spring Menu, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
PenAir Credit Union's new high-yield checking account helps members elevate their financial journey when they need it most. Earn 4% APY simply by enrolling in e-statements and making a deposit of $250 or more once a month. It's that simple. Get started online by visiting PenAir.org or visit one of our 12 convenient locations in Northwest Florida and South Alabama. It's okay to think big. PenAir's high-yield checking account pays up to 4% annual percentage yield with e-statement and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more. For details, go to PenAir.org/checking.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
You talking to me? You talking to me? Then who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here.
Good morning, 8:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up next, we have the Garden Line with former Mayor Mike Wiggins and Jake for Pep Talk. It's always a good time. It's the most popular, or certainly one of the most popular segments that happens on Pep Talk, because everybody likes listening to Mike talk about the greenery. That's right. And he always comes in a couple minutes early, so I get reminded about it. I'm not from him, but just by him being here, I'm always reminded of it. One thing, you know, there's going to be, there's construction work going on I-10 east over towards the Blackwater River right now.
Yes.
There's going to be, for the next 6 years, construction going on at US 29 and I-10. The interchange of stupidity, the on-ramps of despair, all of that is going to be changing. I'm going to give you the details on that in just a second, but this is going to be a big, long, hairy, expensive, $250 million project. I'll tell you what to expect in that just a minute. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Okay, I am seeing some major slowdown on I-10 westbound that we were just mentioning there. That's going to be from that road construction on the Blackwater Bridge. It's got the left lane blocked. Also seeing some major slowdown on Highway 90 getting westbound into Milton from Highway 87 stretching up to the Blackwater. That's just going to be a major mess this morning. Highway 98 westbound through Tiger Point seeing some really, really bad slowdown, worse than usual, headed up to that light at Avalon Boulevard because we do have an accident somewhere in that intersection. I believe it's headed eastbound, but it's really slowing things down right there at Tiger Point Boulevard as you get to Avalon Boulevard. Also seeing some slowdown westbound headed toward Gulf Breeze proper, going through the area where the Breeze Cinema and all that is right there before you get to the Live Oaks Naval Preserve. Otherwise, around town, other than that, we are looking pretty good. If you see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can always let us know on the traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. So US 29 and I-10, which was... how do I want to describe this? One of the worst design interchanges I've ever seen in my entire life. I mean, it's terrible. Why didn't they just do a cloverleaf or something from the beginning? I don't know. Why didn't they just do it like Avalon from the beginning? I don't know. Don't ask me, but I don't get that input. So here's what to expect over the course of the $230 million in the next 6 years of your life. The in case you never noticed, there is a bubble out at I-10 when it goes like at US 29. The two sides are not next to each other. There's a big area of trees in the middle. It's a bubble if you look at it overhead. It's not straight east and west. So part of this plan is they're going to straighten it out. So you'll just go straight through east and west there in the future. Changing the footprint for where the actual I-10 lanes go means changing everything else as well. And it's going to be widened. It'll be 8 lanes on the west side of 29. It'll be 10 lanes on the east side of 29. So 5 each way and 4 each way. The other stuff that's going to go on is when you're exiting onto 29, as in if you're going east onto 29, it'll be just like Avalon Boulevard. You know how if you're going west onto 29 now, you either go down to the light and turn left or go down to the flowing merge and go right and go north? Just like that on the eastbound side. That means that the current, like if you go east on I-10 and then you want to go north on 29, you make that long 270-degree turn on the ramp that's kind of like a cloverleaf circle, that's going away entirely. Instead, you'll get off on the west side of the road and you'll just go down and turn left at the new light that'll be there. The other big change, and this is going to be probably the biggest change, is you will no longer have those interior merge ramps, those on-ramps of despair, as I call them, where if you're going south on 29 and then you're going to go east on 10, you make that late merge up and over so that you're coming onto the left side of a 60 or a 70-mile-an-hour speedway. That's not going to happen anymore. You'll take a long, winding loop all the way around and basically go over to the merge ramp that would normally come from northbound 29 to 10. Same on the other side. So instead of the short, little, terrifying suicide on-ramps, you're going to have the other ones that go all the way around the outside and come up on the on-ramp. The one other change is Diamond Dairy, right there by the raceway on the south side of I-10. You will now be able to go directly across and get onto the on-ramp to go on to 10. That's going to be another part of the changes. It's going to make that accessible to you as well. I know it's a lot to explain on the radio, and it's a lot easier to see in pictures. I'll put a video up on our Facebook page so you can see for yourself. The graphic explanation is actually pretty easy to follow from FDOT. But yeah, that's going to be the next 6 years of your life. So fun times for all of us. Remember what it was like to redo 9 Mile or 29 north of I-10? Yeah, like that for the next 6 years. All right, quick future news. Will this go smoothly and come in at budget?
I think so. I'm optimistic.
Over budget, over time, but eventually we'll forget it all.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.